606-Y-101. We made it to Friday, January 27th, 2023. How are you this morning, Allison?
Oh my gosh, in the best mood. I don't want the week to end.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm glad to hear that.
I know.
If you would like to join the show, 601-995-1017. We love having you up early with us. We love hearing what you're doing. Why are you already awake just after 6 a.m.? And are you in a good mood? And are you excited for the weekend? Let us know what you're up to. 601-995-1017. I am also in a very good mood this morning, but it did kind of get off to a bit of a sad start. I was driving into work. I was on County Line Road, I believe, right there by that gas station, very, very close to the radio station. And I saw a bit up ahead of me, a little dog, not probably like a 30-40 pound dog, walking on the side of the road. I slowed down and it looked at me.
No.
And it was like, I don't know you. And then it kept walking. So then I turned around and I tried to find it because I was going to bring this one into the radio station.
Oh.
If it was nice, like if I was able to like call it over, like, hey, buddy, and it didn't grab or growl at me, I was going to see if I could get him in my car and bring him in and then post pictures online and everything and see if somebody had lost their dog. But I didn't see a collar around its neck. So that kind of makes me a little bit nervous that it mightn't just be a stray. And then maybe
I wouldn't. I mean, my dog never wears a collar.
Oh, really?
So I think that's actually pretty common.
Well, if you're missing your dog, it looked like a golden retriever mutt of some sort. Like, it wasn't as big as a golden retriever, but it had that coloring, and it was pretty shaggy and everything. And it was so cold this morning. I felt so bad for the guy. But by the time I turned around and then looked like a total creeper, like, prowling through that gas station parking lot, I couldn't find the dog to bring him in. So I was kind of sad about that.
Little buddies.
Yeah, we could have had an Adam and Allison dog in the studio this morning.
Little buds. We could have named him and everything. It would have been great.
Yeah, but hopefully if it's somebody's dog, they've found him. Hopefully. Or her. I'm not sure. I didn't get a good enough look. 601-995-1017 if you want to join the show and you're up early with us. Let us know what you're up to, what you got planned for the weekend. We'll talk to you after the Kid Laroi and Bieber. We almost got to 500 Instagram fam members yesterday. Adam N. Allison, AdamNallison. I wonder if there are two people listening who could break us through that 500 barrier.
Oh, we would remember you forever. You'd get a gold star for the day.
Absolutely. Like, I'm not going to forget Evan ever. He was follower 450 a little earlier this week.
450 Evan!
See? You could be 500 Paul. 500 Cassie. You never know. Adam N. Allison on Instagram. I've been having kind of a weird week as far as sleep is concerned. Now, I've been so much better in these like last 3 months that you and I have been doing the morning show of going to bed at a reasonable time.
Okay.
Whenever you and I worked together years ago doing mornings, there would be nights where I'd be up till 10, 11 o'clock at night and wake up 3:30 the next morning.
Ooh.
And not really function on much sleep. I've been trying to get better at that, and I'm wondering if that is to my detriment, because every single day this week I've woken up at like midnight, 12:30, 1 o'clock.
What time are you going to bed?
8 o'clock at night.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so like 5 hours after I go to bed, and I'm like wide awake. It is so irritating.
Oh, you and I are such different people. I feel sorry for you because I'm wondering if you're one of those people who just doesn't require a lot of sleep.
Mm.
Like, I love sleeping. I require a lot of sleeping. Like, 8 o'clock, if I were to go to bed at 8 o'clock, I'm going to be drained the next day. That's way too late. That's past my bedtime.
8 o'clock?
8 o'clock is past. 7:30 is my cutoff. Like, I better be not just in bed. I better be asleep by 7:30.
I feel like I can function pretty well as long as I have 6 hours of sleep.
Oh, my gosh. No, 6 is like, I'm barely functioning.
Mm.
I had heard that men require less sleep than women. And I didn't necessarily believe it, but I might believe it now. Like, that's insane.
So there were a couple nights this week where I was just up from 1 o'clock. And I stopped drinking coffee in the afternoon because I was told that that could be why I'm waking up in the middle of the night. But I'm not doing that anymore. I have my last cup of coffee at like 8 o'clock in the morning at the very latest.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
I have no idea what's going on.
Maybe you need to go do a sleep study. You need to go one of those places where they wire you up and watch you sleep. And
yeah, I've never really thought about that for myself, but I want to know how accurate those sleep studies are, because it's not like you're like you've got wires attached to you and everything. I can't imagine that's a very restful night of sleep.
Well, I can say I know someone who did one of those sleep studies because they the same thing. People had always told him you need 8 hours of sleep, whatever. And he was only getting like 5 hours and functioning every day. But he thought this can't be healthy. So he went to one of those sleep centers and got the study done. And the doctor sat him down and was like, you are one of the rare people who you will do better in life. You will perform better if you're only getting 5 hours of sleep a night.
Wow.
Like the doctor straight up told him that. No 8 hours for you. That's not healthy for your body. Because they said, so maybe you need to go get your sleep studied so they can tell you.
That'd be interesting. If nothing else, something interesting for us to talk about during a segment one day.
It'd be like the one thing that you're a superhuman on.
That was so rude. That was so mean. It's not even 6:15 and you're being mean to me already. By the way, we got follower 500. It's Whitney.
500, Whitney, we love you.
Thank you very much, Whitney. If you would like to be 501, we may not remember you as much as we remember Whitney, but ADAMNALLISON on Instagram.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
Y101, Adam and Allison. I saw that Harry Styles has been hanging out with his ex-girlfriend from high school.
Ooh.
Do you find that interesting that, you know, Harry Styles, who obviously wasn't famous in high school, then gets famous, goes and dates all kinds of people, Taylor Swift, Olivia Wilde, and God knows who else, and then, you know, years later, finds his way back to his high school sweetheart?
I mean, I guess it would be interesting if one of my exes went and got famous and then was like, I wouldn't want any of them back, though.
Really?
No.
What if you dated like loser Harry Styles in high school and then he became Harry Styles? Would it be like, oh, hey.
If he was like any of my exes, not interested. Pass.
Yesterday, we had a DM dilemma. Would love to recap it if you missed it, because we did it a little later in the show. Maybe the 6 a.m. ANA fam wasn't able to be here for it at 7:50. So we'll recap that in just a couple minutes. Y101 with AJR now. Y101, it's Adam and Allison. Yesterday, we tackled yet another DM dilemma. If you ever have anything going on in your life that you would like the Metro's opinion on, just slide into our DMs. You could do it on Instagram, ADAMNALLISON, or you could text the word FACE, FACE, to 601-995-1017. DM dilemma yesterday, getaway Gabby needed advice on a situation.
She has been casually seeing this guy since about New Year's, and she doesn't want to make it more serious at this time, but he offered her a trip to New Orleans for Valentine's Day weekend. She doesn't want to send the wrong signal, but she really wants to go.
Yeah. I am of the opinion that guys, not all that advanced, you can tell us all the time. She could say, look, this isn't a Valentine's Day trip. This is just a fun trip. And that the guy has put up a wall. He's decided he wants to impress this girl. He wants to make getaway Gabby his. And if she's not ready for that, she cannot go on the trip, because it's just going to be a nightmare.
Lauren texted in saying she can go. She just has to make sure she pays for her portion to be like, hey, we're just friends. And I totally agree, because I've been on that trip. I did that. I paid for my half. I went with a just friends person and we had a great time in New Orleans. So you go, Gabby. You have fun.
601-995-1017. If you weren't able to share your opinion yesterday and you want to let getaway Gabby know what you think she should do, call or text us now. We'd love to have you. I thought Sherry's text was very, very interesting.
She said if she goes, she has to tell him it's just as friends, especially for Valentine's Day. Be upfront that you're not looking for anything more than something casual. But then minutes later, Sherry texts us saying that I guess her husband called her and was like, what else is he supposed to think? Valentine's Day weekend? He already thinks that she's his girlfriend. So it's so funny because Sherry's like, as long as she's up front, she can go. But the husband is like, he already thinks that she's his girlfriend. She's already sent the wrong signal.
601-995-1017. So here, the husband is absolutely...
Team you.
Team me. And I just think being up front like that is your best
bet. Not enough.
Bet. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. 601-995-1017 is our phone number if you want to give us a call or text us about the situation. Somebody else just texted. 3513 says, no, don't go. I don't think guys will take somebody that they're just friends with benefits with on a vacation.
I've been on that trip. I can tell you for a fact it happens. Like, I went with a person that we were just friends. We had had a history of hanging out and we had a blast.
Yeah,
there was no feelings or growing the relationship.
But do you know for a fact that he didn't think that that would be the thing that broke the barrier, broke the friend barrier? He got out of the friends with benefits zone with you? Do you think that he thought that that was a chance? And maybe at the end of the trip, you would say, oh, I don't think I could live without you.
I mean, I'm willing to risk it because I had a great time.
Hey, what do you think, real quick?
She should not go because this is a new day, a new age, and people catch feelings very quickly. And even if she does go and agrees to pay half, in his mind, he's still going to have some type of feelings because she actually went on the trip with him.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm saying. What's your name?
Hey, Laura.
Laura, thank you so much for the call. You have a fantastic Friday.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 601-995-1017. Keep this going over text if you have thoughts.
Adam and Allison on Y101.
I can't believe it, but Hannah is on hold, and she's on my side with the DM dilemma from yesterday.
What's going on with the 6 a.m. fam? Nobody's on my side.
They like me better than you.
Boy, you can cuddle.
They won. 636 Y101, Adam and Allison, getaway Gabby slid into our DMs wanting to know if she should go on a trip with the guy to New Orleans. They're just kind of friends with benefits, that type of thing right now. She's not interested in a relationship. She actually just got out of a long-term relationship before the holidays. So that's why she wants to take it real slow. But she did say in the DM, she's not opposed to maybe in the future at some point getting with this guy seriously. She just knows she's not ready for it yet. And was asking whether or not she should go on the trip. And you and I, polar opposite opinions on it. I think that the guy definitely is going to read too much into it if she agrees to go on the trip.
I am so shook that the 6 a.m. ANA fam is like not on my side at all. Because yesterday it seemed like everybody was on my side. I think you absolutely go on this trip. I've been on this trip with that friends with benefits type person. And we had a great time.
Hannah, why are you on my side?
No offense, but guys have a one-track mind. They cannot invite you to go somewhere and think, okay, well, we're going to be just friends, even though I wanted something more. And the girls say, no, we're just going to be friends because, yeah, they're definitely going to think that something is going to happen because friends these days means a lot more than just the word friends.
Hannah, have you ever been in a friends with benefits situation like that?
Yeah, actually I have. And I thought at the beginning, like, oh, we're just going to stay friends. And I'm actually married to him now.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah.
So, but your advice was do not go on this trip. What if this is her future husband that she's not going on the trip with?
That is true. This could actually work out. But yeah, if she is like sticking to her guns and saying she just wants to be friends, she may just want to keep it that way.
Thank you so much for the call, Hannah. We appreciate you. Let's go to one more call. What do you think about this?
Well, I think Valentine's Day is for relationships. It's more of a romantic type thing. So she shouldn't go.
Yeah, I think it's sending the wrong message. You would get the wrong message from that if you were in that type of a situation. If somebody agreed to go with you to NOLA, you'd think that they're willing to take this to the next level, right?
Right.
Wrong message from that. If you were in that type of a situation.
Don't go.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you. All right. We got to change gears a little bit because I saw somebody trying to give something away on Facebook, a woman, and I can't believe it. I can't believe what she was expecting people to get. That she wasn't using anymore, that she was like, hey, if you want it, just come to my house and pick it up.
Facebook Marketplace really is lit.
Something like that. We'll get into that about 5 minutes away. It's Y101. Y101, say it and win. 520 this afternoon, you can win free money from Y101 with Matt Mooney. We are Adam and Allison, and I got to ask the question because I feel like Facebook Marketplace is like the wild, wild west of the internet. What's the strangest thing you've seen somebody either try to sell or even give away on Facebook? 601-995-1017. You can call or text us. We'd love your feedback on this. After I saw somebody post, Debbie posted on Facebook the other day, and somehow this ended up, I saw this. She said, I have approximately 8 Bali bras that just don't fit anymore. Since I worked from home, I very rarely wore them anyway. If anyone wants them, sizes 40 and 42C. If you want them, please message me. I live on the west end of the beach, and you must come and pick them up. This was from back where we used to live and work in Panama City, Florida. That's where she was posting this. But she had used bras that she was trying to give away on Facebook. WTF.
Yeah, like, I would not want to buy a used bra.
No?
No, thanks.
601-995-1017. Strangest thing you've seen on Facebook, somebody trying to sell. Jared says, pianos. Who wants a huge, heavy piano?
Yeah, especially if it's one of those where they're like, you got to come get it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. But then again, if you're in the market for a piano, I mean, why not get a used one from Facebook? Like,
it's true.
With the bras thing, that kind of skeeved me out because I was thinking, I wouldn't want to buy used underwear from somebody.
Ew, yeah.
Like, I wear white t-shirts, like white undershirts, kind of for the same effect as a bra. I like to keep everything nice, tight, and bright upstairs. Like, I don't want my moobs popping out, so I refuse to leave the house without an undershirt. But what's the strangest thing you've seen somebody trying to buy or sell on Facebook?
I thought it was crazy when I started seeing shoes, especially like sandals, pop up on Facebook. Because it's like, ew, I don't want your sweaty sandals. But literally right after I saw that on Facebook Marketplace, one of my friends was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to this girl's house during my lunch break because I want to go pick up all these shoes. And she brought back shoes that she had bought from Facebook Marketplace, and not like designer shoes that's the only way that she'd be able to afford them. It was just like flip-flops and stuff. And I was like, oh, somebody sweat on that. And you're going to put your feet in there? Like, ew.
Wow.
Just so she could save like $10. Like, no, thank you.
601-995-1017. Strangest thing you've seen for sale on Facebook.
I wonder if anyone's ever tried to sell a used swimsuit.
That's a good question.
That would be gross.
That's a really good question.
That would be so gross.
Wow. Huh. I don't know. Give us a call if you've ever seen anything kind of strange for sale. Or maybe you've tried to sell. So like maybe you were like, I got all these bras that don't fit anymore. I got a reduction and I got to get rid of them. And you were surprised to see that they went on Facebook.
Or you're just now listening to this conversation realizing, maybe that was weird to sell.
601-995-1017.
Adam and Allison on Y101.
Y101, Adam and Allison, 655. We were talking about weird things that you found on Facebook Marketplace after I saw somebody. She wasn't even trying to sell these used bras. She just wanted to give them away. They didn't fit her anymore. I don't know what happened, why they don't fit anymore, but she was like, I got all these bras. Who wants them? Gotta come pick them up, though. I'm not delivering you my old bras. 601-995-1017. Strangest thing you've seen on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, this text from Heather bummed me out so much, but she saw a used urn.
Oh, my gosh.
On Facebook Marketplace.
It was you. What happened to the old contents?
I wonder if there was like an argument and somebody just... threw them everywhere and was like, well, here's what's happening to your mom.
Oh, no, no. Hey, Matthew, go ahead. What'd you see?
I know y'all may not be able to say this on the air, but use toys.
Oh, I thought someone might call about this. That is so gross.
Wow.
And so, I ain't just seen it once. I've seen it multiple times looking for, like, cars and stuff on Facebook Marketplace.
What kind of cars are you searching for that you get to the used toy section?
Hey, it's Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, it's the wild, wild west of the internet. I'm telling you, if you got one, text it to us. 601-995-1017. 702-Y101, Adam and Allison, and we're on Instagram. Would love it if you could join our Instagram fam. AdamNallison is how you find us. Welcome to the fam. Eric, Kiesa, Whitney, and Kayla all following along. We got to our 500. Next goal, 600.
Woohoo!
601-995-1017 is our phone number if you want to reach out to us. And in just like 5 minutes, I would like to share with you things that you should not be doing in a restaurant.
Ooh.
Maybe you have plans to go to Bravo this weekend for something, and there's four things that are really uncouth to do in a restaurant, and I'll share them with you in just a sec. It's Y101, Adam and Allison, Ariana Grande now. 709-Y101, Adam and Allison. Did we decide to call this the Good Vibe Tribe?
Yeah.
Let's. If you'd like to join the Good Vibe Tribe right now, 601-995-1017. It's very simple. Just let us know what's making you smile so far today on a Friday morning. It could be as simple as you're super excited for the weekend.
Yeah, like the Good Vibe Tribe is all about spreading the good vibes. So if you've got something that's like today, I just am in the best mood. I can't tell you why, but like I want the week to keep going. I don't want this week to end because it feels so good. That's my good vibes, and I'm trying to spread it to every single person in the metro.
If you have good vibes to spread to the tribe, 601-995-1017. Could be something you're excited about doing this weekend. Maybe you're going in to quit your job today because you just got a new job offer and you're super excited about that. It could be something big like that or something small. It doesn't matter. But give us a call at 601-995-1017. And I wanted to pass this along. If maybe what you're excited about is a really fancy date night with your man this weekend, make sure you don't do any of these things at the restaurant.
Okay.
This guy has been working as a waiter in restaurants for the past 30 years, and he put together the top five things that you should not do in a restaurant that are just a thorn in the side to the staff of everybody at that restaurant. First one, obviously, don't forget to leave a tip. But that, like everybody knows, you can't stip the wait staff on a tip.
Unless it's literally the worst service of your life. But I mean, it has to be above and beyond bad. Not just they were understaffed and, you know, everything took a long time. Because that's not the server's fault.
Right. The one time I did stiff a waitress was she was at the end of her shift and she did not care about me or the person I was with. Like, she sat us down at the table and was like, well, are you ready to order? Like, not 15 seconds after I sat down, like, no, I'm not ready to order. And then she came back like 2 minutes later. And it's like, well, I guess I'm ready now. Never checked on our drinks or anything like that. I was like, okay, you're at the, but whatever, whatever. Things you should not do at the restaurant. Maybe this one you wouldn't have thought was as big of a deal. How about rearranging the tables all on your own?
Oh, as someone who's worked in a restaurant, that is such a pain because we have to have the tables set up in a certain way. And so if you are just rearranging them on your own, sometimes it's hard to get them back the way you know they're supposed to be at the end of the night.
Don't send your food back if it's not what you expected. It's okay if it's cooked incorrectly, but if you didn't know, say you order the beef tartare, and you don't know that that's raw beef, and then you get this raw beef plate, and it's like, you haven't cooked this. Well, that's how it's supposed to be. That's what beef tartare is raw beef and egg yolk or something. You can't send that back. That's bad bad manners.
This one makes me so self-conscious because I do often have to send food back, but I always hate doing it just because of my food allergies. Like, I'll say no cheese, and sometimes I'm like, did I say no cheese? Did I forget? Did I mess that up? Should I have sent that back? Oh, it's the worst. I hate that feeling.
Don't leave gross stuff on the table for the waiter to clean up. It seems like it would be common sense, but apparently it's very, very common to leave like used tissues.
Ew.
On the table. I try to put them on the plate. Like, if I blow my nose into a napkin, I'll put them on the plate so then they don't necessarily have to touch. Is that a bad move, do you think?
Whenever I worked as a server, I didn't like that because you still, whenever you clean the plate, you kind of have to touch it sometimes, and it is a bummer.
Finally, don't forget to wash your hands after you handle the menu, which I'm a little bit of a germaphobe whenever it comes to that. Like, I, as soon as I'm done ordering my food at a restaurant, I make a beeline to the bathroom and I go wash my hands. All right, good vibe tribe, spread those good vibes. What are you excited about? Why are you in a good mood this weekend or right now, actually? 601-995-1017. You can call or text right now. We'll get you on next.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
It is the good vibe tribe. Why are you in a good mood? Why are you happy this Friday morning? It could be as small as it's Friday and you got a smile on your face and you woke up happy. 601-995-1017. 1017. You're in a great mood today, Allison.
I am, and I can't explain it. I just, like, have the best feeling in my heart, in my soul. It feels great.
Pam texted and said, I need to know what meds Allison is on that makes her want to continue the week.
I wish I knew, too, so I could have this feeling every week.
601-995-1017. A bunch of people wanting to spread good vibes this morning.
So Ashley is feeling so good because she's going to go bowling with the in-laws tonight, and then she is headed to Dallas for a month on Sunday. We're going to miss you, Ashley, but she says that she is going to be good vibing all weekend.
Y101.com, you can stream the show every single morning. Just saying, you can listen from Dallas.
Peyton feels like she is good vibing because she is so happy that her family is coming to town this weekend.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it.
And Robin has good vibes today because she's off work, even if it is for a doctor's appointment, and her boyfriend is home from out of state, so she gets to spend some time with him before he heads back. She says, happy Friday. Love the good vibe tribe. Wish we could all have a little more good vibes.
That is amazing. We love it. 601-995-1017. What's going on with you, Rachel? Spread some good vibes. What's up?
Okay, well, my three-year-old daughter has had a hole in her heart since she was born, and up until yesterday she was supposed to have open heart surgery this year, but when we did her scans this week, the hole is small enough that they're going to be able to do a catheterization surgery instead of an open heart surgery. Even though we still have to have surgery, it's a lot less invasive on my poor little baby.
That is amazing news, Rachel.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those things for me that it's like prayers work because it's like it's the odds were against you guys. And yet you go in and it's like she's not going to have this super mega invasive surgery. What great news.
Right. And as of June, we were still going to have open heart surgery. So somebody was watching over.
Oh, my gosh. That melts my heart. I'm so happy.
Do you have any plans to celebrate this weekend, the good news?
Oh, yeah. We're going to go to the park and spoil her bunches. She just had her third birthday. So we're just going to love on her some this weekend.
Aww.
Rachel, thank you so much for sharing that with us and the rest of the Metro.
Thank you, guys.
I know that put a smile on everybody's face like it did ours.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You have a great weekend, and congratulations on the amazing news. We love it. It's Y101.
We love you.
Got to get into Cash in a Flash real, real soon on Y101, but it's Adam and Allison at 729, and we just had a bunch of members enter the Good Vibe Tribe.
Woohoo!
couple late entries here. Stephanie is sending great vibes to Logan on his birthday. That's her 7-year-old son. Happy birthday to Logan. We appreciate you guys listening so much. I guess they listen every morning on their way to school. Thank you very much for that.
Growing up, that was always like the best day at school because like all the attention was paid at you. And sometimes like you'd get to bring your own cake. And what a good day when it was your birthday at school.
Aiden says he's in a good mood because it's the weekend and he's got the weekend off. So Aiden, welcome to the Good Vibe Tribe. We appreciate you listening. Cash in a Flash is just minutes away.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101. Y101, Cash in a Flash.
60 seconds.
10 questions.
$200.
It is Friday, so Cash in a Flashback Friday is on right now, 601-995-1017, if you would like to be our contestant. And all these questions have already been asked this week.
You've heard the answers. Come on, $200 winner.
601-995-1017. You get all 10 of these right, you will win $200. Give us a call right now if you would like to play. Continue the good vibes with some extra money into the weekend. It's
Y101. Y101, Cash in a Flash.
60 seconds.
10 questions.
$200.
Hey, Sandy, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are y'all?
Good. It sounds like you're all peppy and in a great mood. I love it.
I am. It's been, you know, it's been a hard week this week, but for whatever reason, I woke up in a great mood this morning. I'm kind of like Allison. I don't know where it came from, but I hope it stays.
I know, right? I just want to spread the good vibes.
Exactly.
What you got planned this weekend? Anything fun?
So getting ready. My daughter's cheer team is competing at Nationals in 2 weeks. So just trying to finish getting all that stuff ready for a, you know, a week trip to Disney and Universal.
Wow. Well, that sounds like that might be why you're in a good mood going to Disney. Just saying.
Yes, for sure.
And definitely update us on how they do at Nationals. That's I remember in dance going to Nationals and how big of a deal that was. So I'm so excited for her.
And it's actually really exciting because she cheers for Pearl, and Pearl, Brandon, and Northwest Rankin are all going to Nationals, and I think a couple more teams from around here.
Ooh.
So, yeah, so Mississippi's really representing in the cheer world. So
fantastic. Well, you are going to be our contestant for Cash in a Flashback
Friday.
We'll count you down. If you don't know an answer, just say pass, okay?
Gotcha.
3, 2, 1. How do you spell Allison of Adam and Allison?
Allison.
What company makes both Fritos and Lay's potato chips?
Frito-Lay.
Which egg is larger, chicken or duck?
Duck.
How many stripes are on the American flag?
13.
What is the Spanish word for hello?
Hola.
What does the K in K-Cup stand for?
Keurig.
Who wrote The Cat in the Hat?
Dr. Seuss.
What is Beyonce's maiden name?
Knowles.
Name the author of the Harry Potter series.
J.K. Rowling.
Canadian rapper Aubrey Graham is better known by middle name, his middle name, which is what?
Drake.
Woo! Sandy, you're going to Disney, not via us, but you are going to Disney with an extra $200.
Yay!
Oh, that's an amazing, amazing way to start a Friday, right?
That is the best. It's the best. I just
figured out why we both woke up in such a good mood, Sandy. It was like we knew you were going to win that $200. We could feel it in our bones.
I've actually been on a couple of times, and I've gotten like $90 and $80. I've always been so close, and I've never won the $200. So this is really exciting.
You got the $200 this morning, Sandy. We're so excited for you, and we're really excited for your daughter to go to the cheer competition. And I feel like this could be a sign, a good omen for the cheer competition.
I'm hoping. Oh my gosh, that'd be awesome.
Thank you so much for listening, Sandy. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you. Oh man. Oh, I'm in such a good mood.
Me too.
I'm almost worried about the next segment that we're going to do. We got to call out the Karen of the Week. That is our Friday tradition on the show. But I feel like because It's been such a show full of good vibes. I feel like we just need to kind of pass it on to Karens and everything.
Exactly. It's like a Karen don't kill my vibe segment. Don't let the Karens kill your vibe. Go ahead, call them out so we can say, hey, you're not killing my vibe with your attitude.
601-995-1017 if you would like to call out the Karen of the week. Anybody who's just a super big Karen this week and it's like, oh, you're right. Karen, don't kill my vibe. We'll be right back.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
756 Y101. It's Adam and Allison. The show has been full of good vibes this morning. And it's not that I want to change that, but I'm sure there's somebody out there who hasn't had the good vibes, I don't know, infiltrated into their life yet. And maybe they need to be reminded that they could get called out for being the Karen of the week. So if you witnessed any Karen-type behavior, give us a call at 601-995-1017. We do this every week as a public service announcement for potential Karens to know that they could be called out. So maybe check themselves in the checkout line. Know what I'm saying?
I have a Karen to nominate, and I'm going to call her Instant Karma Karen.
Oh.
Because she did something that was just so like, what were you thinking? So I was just driving home from work like normal, and I hit a four-way stop. I wait my turn. It's a little backed up in that area. And next thing I know, this girl, as soon as the car in front of her went, she just decided to go. She didn't care. She wasn't going to stop. I think she had a no cop, no stop mentality, except there was a cop. There was a cop right there. Instant karma. Woo woo! The lights went on, she got pulled over, and I have to imagine that police officer had a talking to that Karen.
Yes!
I was like, oh, ma'am, that's not how four-way stops work.
There is no better feeling than the instant karma like that, you know?
I know, when you see somebody do something ridiculous on the roads, and next thing you know, it's like, whoop!
Instant karma Karen, I love that so much. 601-995-1017, if you have a Karen of the week that you just feel like you need to nominate, and maybe they were very confident in how they behaved in a certain situation, and then whenever they hear the story about themselves on the radio, they'll be like, oh, I screwed up there. That was my bad. 601-995-1017 is our phone number to nominate your Karen of the week. Call or text us now so we can get you on the show after the Kid Laroi. Y101, Adam and Allison, we are calling out the Karen of the week. How would you describe this segment to somebody who's never heard it before?
It is all those people that you see that are just so entitled. It's their world. We just live in it. We get to call them out and do a public service to say, hey, stop being like that.
601-995-1017 is our phone number.
I had nominated who I called Insta Karma Karen because she decided to just go through a stop sign and not wait her turn. And a cop was right there, pulled her over. Well, I guess something similar happened to Kitty this week. She saw an Insta Karma Kevin. She was driving in Clinton, where the speed limits are about 35. She was just going the speed limit. Next thing you know, there is a Kevin that is just right on her bumper, ends up, you know, honking on his horn and goes around her. And she knew that there was a cop waiting. And so she just smiled and waved. Next thing you know, he's getting pulled over. Woo woo!
Oh, that's great.
Insta karma for those Kevins and Karens. I love it.
I understand Noel is wanting to call out a Kevin as well. What you got, Noel?
Yes, I am.
What happened? What did Kevin do?
So, I'm a high schooler, so I ride the bus to school and from school every day. Of course, I missed the bus today, so I didn't make it. But my bus driver is a bit of a Kevin. Like, dude always complains about people doing certain things that they would normally do, you know, like call, like play on their phones or whatever, and he just kind of likes to be very rude, I would say.
Ooh.
So if he hears this, hello, I am nominating you for Kevin.
What have you gotten in trouble for on the bus that it's like, Kevin, give me a break?
Yeah, I kind of got a little upset when he told me I had to move a seat, like a couple seats up. And I got suspended off the bus because of it, so.
Why didn't you have to move? Why was where you were sitting a problem?
I have no idea. That is what I try to figure out. But I'm like, at this point, I don't want to figure it out anymore. You just do what you want, man. You do what you want.
I think I've told the story on the show before. Whenever I was a freshman in high school, Mr. Bob was the bus driver.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Mr. Bob was absolutely a Kevin. He had such an obsession with people putting their foot in the aisle. So I was a little crapster, and I would like just put the tip of my toe out in the aisle, and he would stop the bus. He would pull off the side of the road, and he'd be like, "Get your foot out of the aisle!" Thank you, Noelle, for the call. Get to school on time this morning. There is a jingle taking over the country, and it works with any song. We'll display it next. 809 Y101, Adam and Allison. You know the Burger King jingle? Everybody is singing this Burger King jingle now. Have you heard it?
I mean, I've heard the commercial, yeah.
Now people are singing it and they're remixing
Whopper,
it.
Whopper, 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 Junior, Double, Triple, Whopper, Impossible, or Bacon, Whopper, I rule this day.
So, here's like a sad version of it. Junior, double, triple, whopper, impossible. So people are remixing it.
Interesting.
I saw this story this morning, and I'm getting nervous because I'm going to have to perform. I figured out that jingle goes with pretty much any song.
Nah.
Any pop song it goes with. Hang on. Let me see. Do I have it? Yeah, I think I have it in the right spot. Here we go.
Well, anti-hero?
Yeah. Whopper, 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 junior, double, triple, whopper, impossible or bacon, whopper, I rule this day at BK.
That is incredible. Do you have another song that you could do it with, or did you know that it works with Taylor Swift, Anti-Hero?
I got tons of songs I could do it with, okay. To be honest. Here's Meghan Trainor. All right. Me. Here we go. Whopper, 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 junior, double, triple, whopper. Oh, I messed it up. I messed it up.
The pressure was too intense.
Oh, man, I nailed Anti-Hero, and then I couldn't do it again. Hang on. All right, deep breaths, Adam. You got
this. It's going to be okay.
You got this. Whop, whop, whopper, 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 junior, double, triple, whopper, impossible or bacon, whopper, I rule this day at BK. Have it your way. You rule.
Yeah, I can see that.
I got it at the end. I got it at the end.
Yeah, I think
bit.
The faster version works a little better, but it's harder because you gotta use your M&M skills.
Yeah. Let me try one more here.
Okay. Oh, a little Sam Smith.
Yeah.
All right.
Whopper, 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 whopper,
oh.
Junior, double, triple, whopper, impossible, or bacon, whopper, I rule this day at BK, have it your way, you rule.
That was so lit, that was so good,
like
I like that version better, like Sam Smith needs to become the new BK boy.
Oh.
Who would have thought that song would match so well?
Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Text us if that's the dumbest thing you've heard all day.
Don't do that. That's going to make me sad.
601-995-1017 is our phone number.
Adam and Allison on Y101.
Y101.
Leia, not a fan of my jingle singing. I think I ruined Anti-Hero for her. She said I side-eyed my radio so hard whenever I was singing the Whopper jingle. Y101, say it and win at 5:20 this afternoon with Matt Maloney. You can win free money with Y101. We are Adam and Allison. There's a brand new side hustle out there. A couple is willing to pay you $1,000 to do something.
Oh my gosh, I want this side hustle. $1,000?
Tell you what the side hustle is after Meghan Trainor. You may think that $1,000 isn't enough after I tell you what it's all about.
Ooh.
Y101. Okay. Y101, it's Adam and Allison. Do you have a side hustle? What is it? 601-995-1017. There's a couple who's offering $1,000 to somebody to put together IKEA furniture.
Oh, I couldn't do it.
Not for $1,000?
I couldn't. I always buy flat pack furniture because I don't have money to buy.
What is flat pack furniture?
It means like it comes in a flat pack and you have to assemble it yourself. You never heard of that before?
Never.
Flat pack furniture? Mm-mm.
Never heard of it.
Well, maybe I'm sharing something that people don't know.
I've only ever taken furniture from my parents' house and moved it into apartments.
Like, so you have hand-me-down furniture.
Yep.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of flat-pack furniture, and I have never made it through putting one of those things together without screaming and kicking and bothering my neighbors, I'm sure.
Yeah, but if you knew there was a $1,000 carrot at the end of the stick, if you got that all put together, wouldn't it help?
It's not enough money.
601-995-1017. What is your side hustle, or what have you tried to make into your side hustle? Do you have one?
Oh, I've tried and failed so many side hustles. I've definitely gotten sucked into the MLM life.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I got sucked in.
What did you try to sell?
I am still a user of Beachbody.
Single one of them. Like, I even use these myself, guys.
I do, and I still use it, but I tried to, you know, help people on their fitness journey, and Ooh. You could be like me. And I got like one person who did a free trial, and that was it. So no points in my bucket.
Oh, wow.
I ended up spending more than I was making, for sure. And I also have tried to do like freelance, like radio stuff, freelance marketing, video editing. Like, I have all those skills, and I'm on all the sites like Fiverr and Upwork, and I've submitted bid after bid after bid, and no bites on my hook.
At the end of 2021, I bought a bunch of like audio equipment, and I was like, okay, this is going to be, because I was out of radio and I wanted to be doing something, because like literally my voice, I think, is the only like moderate skill that I have. Like, there's nothing else I'm good at.
That's not really a skill. That's just like God's gift.
Well, I've been called gifted before. And I set a goal for myself at the end of 2021. I was like, okay, in 2022, I'm going to make $10,000 recording commercials for people. I'm going to get on all the freelance sites as well. I did. I made maybe $150 last year.
At least you actually made. I have never made money from a side hustle ever. I've only lost money.
But I had this goal, and I was so convinced that I was going to be able to do it. And then it just, I don't know, it just didn't happen for me. So,
yeah.
But then I felt way better, because by the end of 2022, I had secured this job. So it was like, okay, I didn't need my side hustle. Now I got this job.
Balance.
Do you have a side hustle? Have you tried something? 601-995-1017. You can call or text the show to share your side hustle with us. And hey, who knows? Maybe you'll do a side hustle that either me or Allison are interested in taking you up on your skill.
Maybe we'll join your MLM.
There's a chance. What's your side hustle? Text us at 601-995-1017. You can also call.
Adam and Allison on Y101.
Someone wants you to put together IKEA furniture. They'll pay you $1,000 as like a side hustle. It's Y101. Adam and Allison, you still sure that you couldn't do that for just $1,000?
Oh my gosh, no, I'm not. I don't handle the pressure of that flat pack furniture very well.
601-995-1017. What is your side hustle? Go ahead.
I do. I started in-home mobile dog grooming back in 2020 when the restaurants closed. And now I'm 3 years strong and it's turned into my main hustle.
Oh, I might take you up on that offer. That sounds genius. I would love that if you could just come and bathe my dog, Sealy. How cool.
Yes. You can find it. It's Traveling Trims on Facebook.
Okay.
Fantastic.
I'm writing that down.
That's amazing. So do you have any special certifications or anything like that? Or is it just, I like cleaning dogs?
It's a self, in Mississippi, you don't technically have to be all the way certified, but I was self-taught, and I learned under another groomer for about 2 years.
Wow. All right. That's awesome. Well, congratulations. I'm so proud that that turned into something for you. Really cool.
Yes. Thank you.
Have a great day. Y101, who's this?
This is Al. I'm calling about that side hustle thing.
Yeah. What's your side hustle, Al?
My side hustle is lawn care. Picked it up about 2 years ago, and actually been pretty profitable.
Awesome. You know, would you be comfortable sharing, like, specifics? Like, what did that side hustle of lawn care pull down for you last year?
In the last year, I pulled down maybe about $18,000 after spending for maintenance and everything.
This is Adam's dream side hustle is lawn care.
I love mowing grass. I absolutely love mowing grass.
Yeah, I started with a push mower and one of those small handheld electric leaf blowers from Walmart, going out of the bed of my truck, and worked up. Now I have two trailers, a zero turn, and all the equipment I need. So.
You ever think about hiring somebody? I could, you know, potentially be, you know, your helper guy.
I mean, we get more business. We're going to need more hands.
Well, hey, keep me in mind, my friend.
Will do.
Maureen, what is your side hustle?
So I go to the Goodwill bins in Ridgeland, and it's $1.50 a pound of clothing. And I dig through those clothes for treasures, and I flip it, and I make like 8 times what I pay for it every single time.
Oh, my God. I've heard of people who do this, or people who will go to, like, discount stores like TJ Maxx, and then they're able to resell, and they make so much money. And I need someone to teach me the skill because I love shopping. I just don't know how to get into this.
Dude, I managed. Have you ever heard of Repeat Street in Ridgeland? Okay, so it's a huge consignment shop in Ridgeland off of 51, and I manage the clothing side of it. So, girl, I got you. I know what sells. I know how much I can price it for. I know what to look for in the bins. And then I go there, and I spend maybe $20 on, like, 3 huge bags of clothing, and then I flip it.
Teach me your ways!
I will. I would love to.
I gotta ask, have you ever found anything gross or kind of weird that you...
Absolutely. I have found underwear in there. I have found a $10 bill in jeans, which is not gross, which is cool.
Yeah.
But I think the weirdest, grossest thing is underwear. People you got to dig and you got to wash your hands and sanitize afterwards. But, like, it's fun. It's treasure hunting.
Legitimately, you could potentially flip underwear for way more than 8 times the price. You just have to find the right clientele.
Dude, I'm going to get on Reddit. Like, that is absolutely correct.
846 Y101. It's Adam and Allison. We were talking a little bit about side hustles and what people are doing to make a little extra cash on the side. And I also have a story about the top dream jobs, according to a recent survey. You know, these change all the time.
Yeah.
Still, number one is going to be pilot. That's the number one dream job.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Writer, number two on the list. Dancer is number three. Now, I think it's funny that this is where some things are starting to change. The number four biggest dream job is YouTuber.
I'm just really impressed that that's not number one.
Give it a few years.
Well, I don't want it to be number one. Like, it's just surprising.
And I think you could probably combine YouTuber and influencer into one. Influencer is number seven on the list. And I bet if you combine them, they would overtake pilot to be number one dream job.
Oh.
DJ, number 11 on the list of most popular dream jobs. I will absolutely admit that this is my dream job. I've had this dream of doing a morning show since I was like 10 or 11 years old. I'm 31 now.
But do you think that's like what we do or like what Calvin Harris does?
I think it's probably both.
A little combo.
Judge is on the list. Flight attendant's on the list. A professor, like a college professor. I wouldn't think that would be a dream job. Like, I'm just picturing like a little 5-year-old kid being like, I want to be a college professor whenever I grow up.
I'd rather be a college professor than a teacher, though.
Teacher, I believe, is number 10 on the list. Yeah, which is...
Thank you for wanting to be a teacher because we need you.
firefighters on the list. That's another one that's kind of surprising. Like, That seems like a dangerous job.
Oh, but I feel like there's definitely a certain type of person that, like, they want to be a firefighter.
Also, one more that I want to point out, or two more, I guess. Number 18, lawyer. Number 19, attorney. Oh. How are those two separate things?
I'm not qualified to answer that question. I don't know.
I don't think that they are two separate things. And if you think that they are, I would say being a lawyer might just be a dream.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.